California's highways and survive some traffic to get here. And we're really happy that the openings happened and you could make it here into the studio today in one piece. So thank you for coming here.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's my pleasure. My great pleasure. Now, I saw you recently, Lori, doing a great concert at the Kate Wolf Festival with some Cajun musicians. Is that a regular thing or just a special opportunity?
That wasn't a very regular thing. It was Dirk Powell and Christine Balfa and Courtney Granger and Todd Phillips and Tom Rosam and me. And it was the brainchild, I guess, of Cloud Moss, who puts on that festival. He just thought it would be kind of cool if Tom and I got together with Christine and Dirk and played music. And there is a little bit of history to that in that we toured together, Balfa Toujours and my band, and Guy Davis toured together in the sort of North Carolina, South Carolina area a number of years back as Gumbo Grits and Gravy. So we had hung out together and kind of played a little bit together, but this was a real opportunity to play again in a little more depth, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just a kick.
It was a lot of fun. And Nina, thanks for coming down, too. It's nice to see you again. It's been a while. I don't know how long, but it's been too long.
Yeah.
You've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I was just here a couple months ago with JT.
Okay, but I didn't get to see you, so
no.
Glad you're here.
Thanks.
We have some time to play some live tunes, so we're going to just let you pick whatever you want and get as far as we get here. I know Tish Hinojosa is supposed to come at some point, we hope. And if you're listening, Tish, hope the traffic treats you at least as good as it treated Lori, because she made it. So.
Nina drove. Excellent driver. And we saw all kinds of huge concrete-busting machinery up close. It was really interesting. And anyway, okay, we'll play some music for you. Hold on. This is an old one. It's called Greenfields.
Of town when I was a little girl, the bright skies and dark forests and the green fields were my world. Then we moved away into the city, left the fields of home behind. And now in solitude so hard to find, my memories take me back in time. Where are my green fields now? No. So I'll steal away with my memories, and in green fields I'll lay me down. It's the same way out and back, but still it fills my heart with happiness to see green grass push through the cracks. Where are my green my memories, and in green fields I'll lay me down. With folks in cities everywhere, to find a little place on God's green earth and live in peace and quiet there.
So good.
Thank you. That's a good warm-up song.
All right,
that you sound beautiful on the guitar.
Yes, you do.
I mean, not that I'm surprised. Just take your hands off the wheel, put them on the guitar, and boom.
Just like driving for some people. You know, all the history of California is available now. If you just go on to Library of Congress, you can find these old, old diaries of people who first came here. And there was an eloquent description of California, of the Central Valley, when people first saw it, and one of the writers in that diary wrote, you could feed the entire nation with the amount of game that they saw roaming about the Central Valley, and that it was a giant carpet of flowers and water.
Yeah.
As far as you could see.
That's pretty much what John Muir described, too, when he, you know, he just set off from Martinez, I guess, one time, and just hiked to Yosemite.
Just a little walk?
Yeah, a little walk, yeah. His little spring. Rolled up balls of dough in his pocket that he took with
barefoot,
him everywhere.
Barefoot, no doubt.
And he said that too, you know. He got to the edge of the San Joaquin and it was just a carpet of wildflowers.
And sometimes it still is if you go to the Carrizo Plain and places like that at the right time. You just can see a glimpse of what it would have been like.
You know, I've never been to the Carrizo Plain. I've been intending to do that.
Or the Indians, have you been there? It's just south of here, above Arroyo Seco, in the Los Padres, above Hunter Liggett Reserve. There's this incredible wildflower place where it's solid poppies and lupin at a certain time. I'll have to tell you the directions.
Yeah, please do.
It's worth it. Yeah. Oh, boy, did we get off subject. But it is all part of it. You know, your writing is part of California, and you write a lot about this state, even though it's your adopted state. You adopted it quite early.
No, actually, I was born in California.
Oh, I thought you were a Michigander.
My parents were born in California.
I didn't know that. I thought you were from Michigan. You were there for a while, right?
Well, I moved from California when I was less than a year old.
Oh.
Spent a few years in Texas, and then 5 years in Michigan, and then came back to California.
So you could write Texas Blue Bonnets with authority because you had lived there for a year.
Or, yeah, right. I was three when I left.
I'm
I don't
Texan.
Know.
No, most people wouldn't claim that. They would claim California.
Yeah.
Well, we have time for more. If you want to do some more warming up on our behalf, we would be very happy. And remind folks that they can hear Lori Lewis and Nina Gerber live and in concert at Don Quixote's Music Hall up in Felton, which is at the corner of Highway 9 and Graham Hill Road in the Purple Building, and there are still tickets available. You can call them at Don Quixote's, just like it sounds.
Yeah.
Quixote's, and get tickets, because I think that you could do that by telephone or online at this point.
Yeah, come by and see us. We're going to unveil a bunch of new songs, or at least a few of them, and we'll have Audrey Aldmezera playing some too, so
fun.
That'll be fun, yeah.
Yeah, so you are doing writing in between all this touring you do.
Oh, trying to, yeah, yeah,
good.
I am.
Good, it's good to keep up the juices flowing.
But right now we'll do another one that's a little bit older. This is one, well, you know, there's all kinds of incentive for writing, and people always ask, you know, what's your inspiration for writing? And my inspiration for this song was actually an event that happened. A girlfriend of mine came to visit me, and she was sort of looking down in the dumps, and I asked her what was wrong, and she said, oh, nothing. So, being the kind of friend I am, I just kind of badgered her until she spilled the beans. It turned out that she had been seeing this guy, and he was seeing someone else, you know, and she knew it was just sort of supposed to be a fling, but she couldn't help herself. She kind of fell in love with him, and it was just tearing her all up. She'd really wanted to talk to me about it, but he said, whatever you do, don't tell Lori.
Because she'll write a song about it.
So I wrote this song. Oh, he's a charmer with his boyish style. He can light up a city street with just one smile. But don't be fooled, girl, no, it ain't you. You're just the latest craze he's going through. Because he loves to fall in love. That thing that happens, it's a powerful drug. And he'll take the quick fix every time. So girlfriend, guard your heart or he'll rob you blind. He's got a talent for the thing he does, because he truly believes in the buzz. And with his guileless eyes, he'll swear you're the one. But he'll be looking for a bigger kick when the rush is gone. Because he loves to fall in love. That thing that happens, it's a powerful drug. And he'll take the quick fix every time. So girlfriend, guard your heart or he'll rob you blind. Somebody new with 15 minutes of fame, while he thinks it's pure love straight to the vein. Because he loves to fall in love. That thing that happens, it's a powerful drug. And you'll take the quick fix every time. So girlfriend, guard your heart or he'll rob you blind.
Where were you when you could have sung that song to me a long time ago? I think probably everyone knows someone like that.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people are like, they wrote that about me. Unfortunately, it's an archetype.
I will not divulge my...
Names will remain anonymous to protect the non-innocent, so we'll just let it rest. That's a great song.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you have done all kinds of different types of music, and a lot of times you set your music to bluegrass. And are you still doing the big ensemble sound as well sometimes when you go to Nashville and places like that?
Well, actually, yeah. I have a new album that's going to come out. September 19th is the release date. And it's Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. And it's a big five-piece bluegrass band with the usual suspects in it. Tom says, I just keep changing the name so that we'll never catch on and be famous. And, you know, whatever you got to do for crowd control, I do.
So who's in it? Go ahead.
So it's Tom Rosum and Todd Phillips playing the bass and the amazing Craig Smith on the banjo, my favorite banjo player in the world. And the incredible Scott Huffman playing guitar and singing. So it's got three lead singers in the band, and I think the album sounds just great. I'm really, really happy with it. It just cooks right along. And it's got,
and is that Rounder?
Songs. It's not Rounder. It's High Tone Records.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of good stuff these days.
Well, I think so, too. And, you know, I love having a radio station I can ride my bike to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a studio. You just walk over there. They're in Berkeley? No.
They're in Oakland.
Oakland, yeah.
Right next door.
Good. That's easy.
Jack London Square.
Cool. If you just joined us, I'm talking with Lori Lewis, and Nita Gerber is looking philosophical, thinking about the
what
next song.
We might do next.
No, actually, that's not what I was thinking about.
What were you thinking about?
I don't want to say.
Oh, come on. No one will know. It's radio. Yeah. It's going to remain a secret, I suppose. But we do have time for another, if you care to share another with us. That was great.
Well, you mentioned California and Val's Cabin. You were thinking of Val's Cabin the other day, so I would sing that one.
That would be good, and probably anyone listening east of King City can relate to some of the references to the hot part of the summer.
East of King City. Sounds like another song.
Oh, that's good. He liked it. That's Toots.
That's Tootsie Roll Gerber for all of you out there.
When you heard Nina on that first song, playing that most interesting lick on her guitar, it's because Toots was licking the back of her knee at the same time.
I love radio. There's so much you're missing. You'll have to come to the show tonight to see
that
the rest of the story.
Yeah.
All right. Val's Cabin.
First the dog, and now this. That was the traffic jam. It's over now.
Okay, here we go. When I was a kid and the summers were free, we'd pile in a car with no AC and point it east into the heat across the Central Valley. We'd drive our mama near insane till she'd pull off of that big four lane, and we started up the winding road to Val's Cabin. About halfway to the mountaintop, we'd pull off the road and come to a stop by a rustic cabin with the shutters locked. Sure, it was cooler, but still damn hot. But the pine and scotch broom were in the air. The river was just a few miles from there, just a ways down the winding road from Val's Cabin. And the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road to Val's Cabin. On a long and dusty old dirt track, we'd walk to the river and then trudge back, stopping to talk to every horse, every friendly dog, and every cat. And in the water ditch along the road, we'd hide from the sun and dangle our toes, and then we'd start up the winding road to Val's Cabin. And the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road to Val's Cabin. Now 20 years later, I'm climbing that hill,
Roaring up the highway past Soulsby Village and heaven outside, but it's cool in here in this air-conditioned automobile. And it's four-lane concrete all the way. They've straightened the curves and smoothed the grade. They've covered up the winding road to Val's cabin. But the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road to Val's cabin.
Lori Lewis, Nina Gerber in the studio here at Live at Lunch, and Toots barking there, getting us all awake for this morning and afternoon. How old is Toots, a year?
Tootsie's a little less than 2 years old.
Oh.
Well, there she is.
Did we ask you to speak?
So while I was singing that song, I was reminded that Tom Roseman and I do these river rafting trips every year. And we have two trips planned this year on the Tuolumne River, right here in California. You know, it's like that's going on the Tuolumne for the first time was the reason I wrote Val's Cabin, which is about the Stanislaus River, a little bit north of there. But these river rafting trips, we just sit around. They're 3-day trips. We sit around and play music at night around the camp, and during the day we just float down the river. There's lots of white water. We swim a lot, and
sounds like fun.
Yeah, visit the tributary canyons. And it's put on by the Echo River Trips, and they're great cooks and wonderful guides. And our second trip this year still has some slots on it. So if anybody listening is interested in that, you can go to my website, LoriLewis.com, and go to the river page and find out more information.
What's the date on that trip?
Yeah, I think it's August 24, 25, 26. Like, it's right up at the beginning of Strawberry. You could go up there, go rafting for a few days, and then go camp out in line.
Oh.
To get the best campsite at Strawberry.
Sounds like a great 6 or 7 days of absolute indulgence.
Yeah.
Well, we have time for another, it looks like, if you have one more before we go. And I'll remind folks once again, Lori Lewis and Nina Gerber and also Audrey Ald-Mazera will be appearing up at Don Quixote's live tonight at 8 p.m., and that's right at the corner of Highway 9 and Graham Hill Road. And I believe there's still tickets, so you can call them at Don Quixote's or go online at donquixotes.org, I believe. Google them. I'm sure you'll find them. And then if you spell it wrong, they always say, didn't you mean Don Coyote? Always make you feel bad if you can't spell.
NinaGerber.com.
NinaGerber.com. There's information about how to reach Don Quixote's.
No, it's on mine, too.
Okay.
LoriLewis.com. Check out the river trip. Check out the gig tonight. What are we going to play, Nina?
Are we just doing one song?
One, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know either. Well, what do you want to hear?
We could have, I get to request one. I don't know. That's tough. Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It's always a tough one. I don't know.
Okay.
You better pick one, or I'll have to choose. Do you like Slow Learner, or do you need other people to do that? No, you thought of one. Go ahead.
I know. We could do Slow Learner, I'll bet. Could we?
I have no idea.
Let's try it.
Whatever you want.
It's in a B. I'll try to start it. Let's see. With a little drumming here. We haven't done this in ages, but we'll try it. This is tempo. You're a slow
lot of time on the ropes, but that don't mean you know them well by now. Such a slow learner. You still don't dodge the blows. They keep hitting hard, but you keep coming back somehow. All of your life, you fought the worst foe of all. She looks back at you each morning from the bathroom wall. She says no one could love her, and just to prove it's true, she drives them all away from you. And you're a slow learner. Spend a lot of time on the ropes, but that don't mean you know them well by now. Such a slow still don't dodge the blows, they keep hitting hard, but you keep coming back somehow. So tell me now, is this the way it's always gonna be? You against the world for all eternity. You say, why don't you trust me? And I say, well, why don't you? You can't even trust yourself, so what am I to do? Tell me, Nina. Keep hitting hard, but you keep coming back somehow. They keep hitting hard, but you keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back somehow. Slow learner.
How does that go?
You know your own songs. You do. Oh, a listener called in, by the way, Lori, and wanted to know where on your website those river trips are listed. They went right online.
Oh.
couldn't find them somehow.
Gosh. That's a good question. Let's see. Go to tour dates, and there might be a little sidebar there that says river trips.
Or, yeah, Google Lori Lewis river trips, and maybe that'll lead you straight to that one place.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Fairly recently, I had a new website done, and I don't remember exactly how it all works.
But if you're really lost, you can call the station after our little bit here and maybe get more information. You know, it's been great. Thank you so much for coming down, braving traffic, and just being here. It's been great.
Thanks to KUSP for having live music on the air.
We try to keep the doors open, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many other stations that are automated and stuff and don't have live music anymore. We want to keep that tradition alive. Not
Please.
Be one of those Garrison Keillor stories like in that movie where they pulled the plug. We're not doing that. We're going to stay here no matter what. So thanks so much, Nina, too, for coming in. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Rachel.
And tonight you can see them live at Don Quixote's at 8 p.m. This is The Open Road. In just a little while, we'll go to California Bird Talk. And meanwhile, let's listen to some more music.